Hello, everyone. This is Miles Dyer. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast for the Universal Solutions Project on October 11th. I was going to record a video for the Universal Solutions Project Facebook page, just giving an update on what's been going on, but then I realised that podcasts is probably the best or the better way of doing it, especially with how many updates I wish to do from now on. And although this is on my personal channel, I'm in talks with audioboo.fm, who have treated me very well the past couple of years I've been using the site, and I'm sure they'll be able to set me up with a branded channel specifically for the Universal Solutions Project. And this just means that as things develop in the world and in the project, I can keep you informed. So I suppose what I should do first is just give a bit of background to the project for anyone who perhaps is joining in for the first time, or maybe some people who've been here from the beginning who just want a reminder exactly what the goals are with this project. The Universal Solutions Project I set up originally because I believe that the world is going through some drastic changes in which there will be global civil unrest, and people will want solutions to a system which is flawed and is on the brink of collapse. And unfortunately at the moment, if you just look beyond the mainstream media, if you just look online, actually the mainstream media is starting to report it now. Occupations like Occupy Wall Street, where it started in the US, Occupy Seattle, Occupy Boston, Occupy Austin, End the Fed, Occupy Britain, which is happening this weekend. There's already occupying movements happening in Australia. This is a global thing, and it's happening for real. And the big problem I've been having is the past couple of years, the issue of an economic collapse has been mentioned again and again. But you know, people say, oh, you're just being paranoid, and even I would be saying it with myself, because you'd never want to believe such a thing could happen. You know, we're human beings, we want the best for us, we don't want to create something where everyone will suffer. But then I realized the naivety in saying that. You only need to look in the past 70 years to realize that we started a world war in which human beings kill each other, and actually we've been having wars recently. We have a monetary system that causes social stratification, where profits are put above social concern. We have a financial system where the elite, as evidence has shown, many of them have psychopathic tendencies. They lack empathy, because if you're willing to put money ahead of your friends and family, you will be rewarded for that. But right now, I think it's important to discuss what the Universal Solutions Project hopes to achieve. There will be people who decide to take to the streets as activists and protest. I have been in talks in the past week with Occupy Britain, who approached me and were after my input after a video I posted on my YouTube channel and spoke of the Universal Solutions Project. And having discussions with them, they were very open-minded to hearing ideas of how we can deal with the current system. But the thing that worries me with a lot of the people doing these Occupy movements is they've identified the problem, but when it comes to solutions, they've not really given anything that is solid, to which a lot of them have responded with, well, when we occupy these areas and, you know, we tell the government that we opt out of the current system, we can then have discussions then and come up with some solutions. And I think that's quite dangerous. You know, if you're on a sinking ship and you jump off, you're not going to then build a life raft while you're in the water drowning. You know, it'd be best to have the solution in mind first, so you can have a safe transition. And not just one solution where everyone's jumping on the same life raft and it sinks because it can't deal with it. It needs to be transitional. It needs to be effective, so people can gradually move on to whatever solution is put in place. Some of the solutions that have been requested is that we have reform so that the richest get taxed the most. But people forget that, you know, the rich can just put their money into offshore accounts. They can pay accountants who can find loopholes. This has been done again and again. And until you look at the cause, the root cause of the problem, you are not going to eradicate what you want to eradicate, which is a culture where people are rewarded for abhorrent behaviour. So the Universal Solutions Project has been designed to equip people who are fed up with the current system to be educated with research and decent information which can help them make educated and rational decisions in where society should go should the current system fully collapse. The way it will be laid out is through a website where every page has a heading, which is a question about a problem that exists in the world. Why is unemployment going up? Is it bad to replace labour with machines? Why are people dying of starvation? Why do people die in car crashes? Why isn't education free? And underneath each of these headings, there will be a paragraph which explains in very easy to understand terms what the root cause of the problem is. In society today, with government, it's all about reactive measures. I was talking at a conference for Save the Children a few weeks ago, and the point one of the main spokesmen for Save the Children was talking about was how in Somalia currently there is a famine, but the UN wasn't going to release money until the famine was declared, and then they released the money. And that reactive measure has cost lives because it takes time for the money to get the resources and for the resources to get out there. You know, we should be trying to find out what causes these problems in the first place and then deal with them. So actually, we're not having to keep throwing money out there and sending out food. If we can make it so there is food being produced out there and people are given ways of being self-sustaining, then you deal with that issue. And so, underneath each of these paragraphs where it explains the root cause on the Universal Solutions Project website, you will have a very easy to understand paragraph which explains the solutions to this problem based on research and not political opinion. I mean, when you think of the political system, you have like the Minister of Energy, who the week before was maybe the Minister of Transport or the Minister of Agriculture or the Minister of Education. These are not problem solvers. You know, they do not understand the technical processes of the things they're dealing with. They are just spokesmen that have civil servants underneath them or companies that lobby through them. And it just doesn't work. We need to find technicians. We need to find scientists who actually spend their lives, understanding what they are studying. You know, these are the people that are really qualified. And, you know, you just have to look in the past at times when scientists have stepped forward to give their advice to government and they've been silenced because it didn't fit with the political agenda that was set. And therefore, what this means is we will be developing a database with information that is relevant, because a lot of people keep saying to me, Miles, it sounds like it's just the internet or a wiki site of information. You know, this is the internet. It could be a wiki site, but this project is about collating data and putting it in a way that is easy to understand by the average person and can be applied to creating solutions. Because, you know, you could always say to someone, oh, is that your question? We'll have a look at these research papers. That's not good enough. Just tell them directly what are, you know, the bullet points. And if they do want to look into the research, then there'll be links where they can look extensively into the validity. And if things are proven not to be the case, they can be corrected accordingly. So how does this relate with activism and the protests that I speak of happening in the world right now? Well, when there is frustration, there tends to be irrational and emotive behaviour, which could be deemed as unconstructive. And I think that as these protest groups grow in size, there's going to be more influences from different political parties, from different religious groups, all these different factors, and it's going to be harder to have a strong direction. You know, the thing they all agree on is what the problems are. What they probably don't all agree on is the way you deal with it. And so what I want to do with this website is have it so we have an iPhone application or an iPad application, and anyone can use it, go on the streets and not say, hey, do you want to sign up to this charity or what do you think of this problem? You say to individual people, what matters to you? Listen to them. And when they tell you what their problem is, you can look it up on the website. If it hasn't been answered yet, then we log it and make sure we do research for that. And the conclusion that will be found is that the root cause of most of the problems that people will say is the same thing. And people will realise that, yeah, they are the 99%, but, you know, and that they all have the same problems. But having these practical solutions, you know, put alongside these root causes which have been identified on the website, this could be the edge that they need to push society in the right direction. And I have had many comments from people saying, oh, so you reckon with this website you're going to educate the world and everyone will know everything. I do not mean that. And the problem with a lot of ideas like this is people see it as absolutes. Either it's not going to work at all or it's going to work completely. People don't understand that everything in life is a sliding scale, and a website like this is constructive and it will actually educate people more. So it's progressive. It's progressing towards the educated side of the scale as opposed to the uneducated and ignorant side of the scale. There is nothing detrimental about doing this project. There is nothing detrimental. And if other ideas come out as a result and people have different ideas which could work better, then fantastic. But we need to start somewhere, and the Universal Solutions Project is what I think needs to be done. And so with that introduction, I'm sure there are plenty of questions on what has been said so far. I know I haven't been able to cover everything, but that's why I'm going to start doing these podcasts more often. The best places you can go to right now is facebook.com/Universal Solutions Project. And if you have any questions, go to VU, which is VYOU.com/Universal Solutions Project, and you can ask me any questions you have about the project, and I will respond in video form as soon as possible. And what it means is once someone has asked a question and I've answered it, I don't have to keep answering it. It's there, and it will hopefully build up as an FAQ database, which will be good. And the more questions, the better, because by asking questions and by answering them, you know, we can develop this project in the right direction. Because originally we were going to do a wiki site, but now through discussions we've realised perhaps a wiki site isn't best for that. But these are discussions that need to keep going. So if you want to get actively involved, facebook.com/Universal Solutions Project. Send it around to everyone you know. And if you know anyone who doesn't know what's going on in the world right now, tell them, because the thing that upset isn't the word, anger isn't the word, frustration isn't the word, just, I don't want to say disappointment because that sounds patronising, just, there are people that I know who have quite a lot of influence like me, who are just living their lives right now, and, you know, I've spoken to them about what's going on, and it just doesn't seem to matter to them. And you may say, well, yeah, you shouldn't intrude on people's bubbles and that. And, you know, this argument of living in a bubble is used again and again. And the way I see it is this. If you are in a bubble and something's going to burst it, we need to ensure it's not going to get burst. We need to protect each other. We need to unite as one. And we need to come to the conclusion that right now there are protests happening all over the world. It is getting bigger and bigger. It's going to grow at an exponential rate. There is dissatisfaction with the system. And whether you like it or not, whether you agree with one government policy or another, whether you're right-wing, left-wing, regardless of what your religion is, there are protests happening right now. And that is not going to change if you just turn a blind eye and try and live your life just without thinking about it, because it will affect you. It's going to affect every one of us. It's not just the protests. It's the economic situation, which is completely global, because anyone who thinks, oh, it's happening in other countries, this entire monetary system is a global thing. Everything is connected. And when banks start failing, it will have a knock-on effect. So it's time for us to wake up and be prepared. And I don't see anything wrong with having that expectation of others. You know, the only reason I am doing this project, as well as many other people who are helping out, and hopefully you if you join, is because we care. And on that note, my 15 minutes are up. Thank you for tuning in. Please share this with anyone you know on Facebook. Just keep educating people, and I'll speak to you very, very soon. Good night.